Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Narrowly escaping with their lives from the native village of Ngolai, the secret police, guided by Chinura and her father, Chief Yeyava, flee in the jungle night through the forest of the dead. A storm breaks during their flight from the dread cannibal ants, and the boys pause to rest a little while and make some sort of shelter for Speed, who is slowly recovering from the effects of the weed of sleep. It is pitch dark, and the boys can only see one another when lightning flares across the sky. During one of the black periods, both Chinura and her father disappear from the clearing where they are resting, and Clint, Speed, and Barney are faced with the thought of being completely lost in this dangerous forest of the dead.
What'll we do, Clint? We don't know which way to go without Tanura and Yava.
We'll have to stay here until morning, Barney, and then hope to find our way back to Leopoldville. Luckily, I have a compass along.
Do you really think Tanura and her dad left us on purpose? Maybe they're in with the octopus, too?
I have no choice but to think that, Speed. Why else would they desert us at a time like this? You helpless, and we having no idea of the forest trails?
Yeah, sure is tough. But I can move my hands and feet now. The effects of the weed of sleep are beginning to wear off.
Good. I want you to get up and move around as soon as you can so you can get some exercise and keep from catching cold in this rain.
Hey, somebody turned the rain off.
That's the way Tanura said these jungle rains were, Barney.
Yeah, and that ain't all she said. Boy, if I had that gal here...
Gosh, it's Tanura.
Quick, snap on your flashlight again, Barney. Try to pick her up.
Yeah.
May bring enemies to us.
Never mind the other enemies. Where have you been?
And here's Chief Yeyava, too.
Where have you and your daughter been, Chief?
We go ahead while you rest to see if we're clear and safe.
If tribesmen of Chief Miangai stalk us, they know where we at if all of us follow trail. But while you rest, maybe they rest, too. We steal ahead, think maybe spy on them.
Tanura, right. You think we desert you, Ken Barlow?
Well, I must confess that I did, Chief Yeyava. After the experience we've just been through, you must admit that it seems strange to have you suddenly disappear at a time when we needed you most.
Yes, I see now. I am sorry, but you must always trust Yava. I am friend.
Yeah, we know that now, but 5 minutes ago, our friendship was kind of strained, to say the least.
Oh, Tanura, so sorry, Buonabalo. We should have told you we were going, but I did not think you would miss us so soon.
Well, you're back now, Tanura. That's the important thing.
And rain stopped. How you feel, Buona Gibson?
I think I can stand up now, Tanura. I'm going to try to anyhow, so Clint and Barney won't have to carry me in that stretcher anymore.
Oh, that was nothing, kid. Better not try to walk until you're sure you're strong enough. There's plenty to fall over along this here trail.
No, I think I'm okay, Barney. Will you help me up?
You bet.
All right, boy. Here you go.
There now. Chief Yeyava, did you see any trace of Miengai's tribesmen?
No. They think we are prey of cannibal ants. No follow us.
Miangai's tribesmen too sure we not escape.
Do you think they'll return to their village as soon as the ants have passed it?
Oh, yes. Always come back after ants leave.
I see. Then they'll know we escaped all right. But by that time, we'll be in Leopoldville, I hope.
Yes. Now we know enemy not near, can use fire and stick to light our way.
Hmm? Oh, you mean the flashlights. Good. That'll make our going a lot faster.
And Clint, look, I can walk all right. I feel swell now.
Oh, fine. But are you sure, Speed?
Yeah. Never know I'd been under from that weed asleep.
That is right. Effect of weed come quick and go quick once it wear off.
Yeah, I know, like jungle rains. Well, come on, let's us go quick before something else happens to us.
Well, Speed, how do you feel now that we're back in Leopoldville? You've had a chance to eat and rest up?
Swell, Clint. Even though it's only been a few hours since we came into town from that jungle trek, I feel like $1,000,000. The cannibal ants and the weed of sleep just seem like a bad dream now.
Good, because we've plenty of work ahead of us.
Plenty of work. Of course, you wouldn't feel like laying over for a day and really resting up, Clint.
Why, of course not. We're too close to the octopus now to waste time resting. aside from the few hours we absolutely need.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Do you really mean you want to lay around Leopoldville for a day, Barney?
Who, me? Why, of course not. How come you thought of such a thing, Simon LeGray?
I think Barney's weakening, Clint.
Oh, no, not me, kid. But anybody with good sense would want to take it easy for a little while after such a night as we had last night.
We can't spare ourselves now, Barney. The game's too close. And besides, you've had enough rest during the last 5 hours to keep you going indefinitely. Say, you've got the endurance of an ox.
Boy, you can sure pour it on when you want to get some work out of me. Okay, what do we do next?
I knew you'd stay with me. Well, now, here's the... Who's there?
Chief Giava.
Oh, come in, Chief. Well, you're just in time. We are about to make plans for our next move, and it's important that you should be here during the discussion.
Yes, my daughter's still asleep. But I come. I know you need me.
You bet we do, Chief Giava. Clint wants to go right out after the octopus again.
I am ready, Clint Barlow.
I was hoping you'd say that, Chief Giava. Because for the action I plan, it's necessary for me to have someone I can trust to depend on. I know now that I can trust you.
What you wish, I do.
Fine. And here's our plan. Now, you stop me if you do not understand me.
Yes, but I understand better than I talk.
Go ahead then, Clint. We're all ears.
Chief Giava, when we first came to Leopoldville, you were away on a lion-spearing expedition.
Yes.
On such a hunt, do you not have someone to beat the brush for you, to drive the lion out?
Yes. If white man is on hunt, we use what you call porters. They beat brush for lions. They carry in lion after kill.
Well, why do you just use porters to beat up lions for white men, Chief Giava?
Your race impatient, Speed Gibson. Black man look for lion himself. Then battle more equal.
You mean the lion has a better chance of finding the hunt first?
Yes, he have as good a chance.
It may be more sporting, but I'll still use the porter.
Now, wait a minute. We're getting away from the subject. How many of these porters could you round up? Say, within the next 2 or 3 hours, Chief Giava.
How many you want?
As many as I can get.
Gosh, what are you going to do?
I'm going to start the biggest game hunt that Africa has ever seen, Speed. I'm convinced that the hideout of the octopus is near Leopoldville. So I'm going to send porters out to beat every inch of the country near here. They'll discover a secret hideout if anybody can.
Boy, I think you've got something there, all right. But are you going to tell these boys just what they're looking for?
We'll have to. We'll have to risk a spy in the ranks getting word to the octopus. That's why, once the word goes out, we'll have to work fast. Even if the octopus is warned, we must give him no time to escape.
No spy, Clint Barlow.
Well, we can't be too sure, Chief Giava. Octopus spies appear when you least expect them.
No spy. Because I send call for my own tribe, my own warriors. You trust them like you trust me.
You mean you would send for your own... Well, how long will it take to get them here?
I send call now. They be here by sunset.
Well, we couldn't work much faster than that. Besides, we took most of the last available porters on our safari to Ngola. Heaven knows where they are now.
They're with that chief man guy, old Two-Face himself.
Yes, but we get porters back after we find Octopus.
How are you going to call your warriors, Chief Giava?
Signal drum.
Now wait, Chief Giava. If you call your warriors by such means, won't the tribesmen of Chief Miengai understand the signal drum too and suspect what we're about to do?
No, Clint Barlow. We have secret signal. No one know but my tribe.
Oh, I see. Well, you better call them as soon as possible so they'll be here by sundown.
I go now. I return after I call my people.
He sure turned out to be a swell guy, didn't he?
I'll say so. Don't know what we'd do without him down here in the Congo. He and Tanura stepped right in when Kinga got sick with a fever.
Say, that reminds me. How is the kid?
Clint and me stopped in to see him a minute. He was sleeping. Doctor said the crisis was past and he was going to be all right.
Swell.
Well, now, let's see. We've got plenty to do before we start on that hunt for the octopus tonight, boys. The most important, I think I'll call Carlos on short wave before we leave and let him know what we're going to do.
Well, what if the octopus listens in and hears you, Clint?
Hey, don't you worry. I'm going to give Carlos the message in code speed.
Speaking of messages, Chief Giava is on the air.
Yeah. Boy, I hope that drum brings his warriors right away.
If the chief said they'd come, they'll be here all right. Meantime, I want to talk to the Belgian administrator and also tell Mrs. Buchanan of our plans.
How long do you think we'll be out on this hunt, Clint?
It's hard to judge that.
How do you plan it?
I'll start the chief's warriors out in a big circle, which will gradually enlarge as they beat the jungle for his hideout.
Well, look, we can't be every place at once. Supposing some of these boys find it, how'll we know? The octopus will give him a tough fight. He won't be caught all alone, that's a cinch.
I know that. We'll have a series of signals arranged,
so that if any part of the circle finds something important, it can immediately, they'll let the rest of us know. Now, I'll work those details out with Chief Yayama before his warriors get here.
I get it. Well, we'd better get on our horse, then, if we're going to pull out of here by night. And between now and then, let's do a lot of hoping that the octopus doesn't get wind of this hunt.
OC-1 calling all substations. OC-1 calling all substations. This is your master, the octopus, speaking. From my headquarters here near Leopoldville, I can hear the jungle drums talking to one another. They give secret signals. My band here cannot understand them. There can only be one answer to that. The secret police are planning another move. Chief Miengai has informed me that by some miracle, they escaped from his village, which was in the path of the cannibal ants. Hear me now, and listen well, for these are important commands. Arm yourselves well. Be prepared for attack night and day. Chief Yeava and his tribe are on the side of the secret police. Watch for them. You know their tribal markings. When you see them, do not pause, but kill them instantly. The time has come to revolt. Let the jungle speak and show these intruders that the octopus is still master.